There's another health crisis ravaging Louisiana and much of the country, the opioid epidemic. Since the coronavirus hit, we don't know how many people have died from overdoses because they couldn't get treatment. But experts fear that for those battling addiction, the isolation and trauma of the pandemic are causing relapses and worse. Betsy Shepherd reports.
My name is Stephen, and I'm an addict.
Stephen has been off of drugs for 6 years now. He says he stays sober with help from his Narcotics Anonymous support group.
I'd like to open this meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the serenity prayer.
But the NA meetings that he usually attends were suspended because of the coronavirus.
The manner in which we have to deal with the COVID outbreak is counterintuitive to the core tools that we use to stay clean, which is face-to-face meetings, where we share our experience, strength, and hope with each other.
Stephen says recovery is a daily battle. Added anxiety and social isolation during the pandemic could trigger a relapse. So he and other NA leaders moved their meetings online.
We're not all tech savvy. I'm not tech savvy. But we're doing a really good job of trying to stay connected and help each other through this.
For years, fatal drug use has been on the rise in New Orleans and now tops homicide as the city's number one cause of unnatural death. Dr. Cantor has been leading the charge against the opioid crisis, first as the city's director of health and now as the assistant state health officer. He says the coronavirus is disrupting efforts to combat the drug epidemic at a time when addiction is likely to surge.
There is a lot of trauma and psychological stress. Families are experiencing economic despair. People are out of jobs. Times are getting really tough. That can be an underlying factor that exacerbates addictive disorders or incites them.
According to New Orleans Emergency Medical Services, paramedics have administered Narcan, the medicine that reverses opioid overdoses, about 90 times in 2020, which is comparable to this time last year. But health experts worry that the number has not increased because drug users are overdosing alone and don't have anyone around to call for life-saving interventions. And they say people are scared to get help right now. Here's Dr. Benjamin Springgate from the LSU Healthcare Network.
There are far fewer people coming in, which suggests that they're not getting their treatment. And if they're not getting their treatment, then they're going back to using heroin and other sources of opiates. And that's dangerous and can increase the likelihood of overdose and death.
It's also harder to get treatment because many rehab programs and clinics have shut down or limited their numbers. Odyssey House, Louisiana's largest addiction treatment provider, has kept its doors open throughout the pandemic. But Prevention Department Manager Helena Lekai says they're having a hard time reaching people.
We used to go out in the community every single day through our mobile unit that we would drive throughout the community and just walk up to individuals and tell them who we are and what we have to offer. And now we can't do that, obviously.
Lekai says personal interactions are important for building trust, but treatment can and must overcome the challenges posed by the pandemic. Odyssey House is now offering telehealth visits for patients that can't come in. It's starting the state's first drug treatment program for people who test positive for COVID-19. And it recently purchased new computers to connect residents with support communities like Narcotics Anonymous.
We want to make sure we're doing our part in enforcing social distancing, but we also recognize that the needs of the community are definitely higher at this time.
Stephen from Narcotics Anonymous says he's been seeing lots of new people at the online meetings. He says recovering addicts do face additional challenges during the pandemic. But in some ways, they may be better equipped than others to deal with the health crisis. It goes back to the serenity prayer and facing uncertainty.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Each day is a struggle for survival. And now that feels true for everyone. In New Orleans, I'm Betsy Shepherd.
People experiencing mental health issues or addictive disorders can call the Louisiana Department of Health's helpline at 1-866-310-7977. That's 1-866-310-7977. A full listing of Narcotics Anonymous meetings and resources are available on the website noana.org.